Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to Straight to the Point Completely. Listen, actually, it's just me. It's just me here, so it's just me and you. Let's talk for, let's dish. All right, I just had Josh on, and I felt as though it was the best podcast that I had done yet. I shut up a bit more than I generally do. That's good. As a, you know, if you're trying to interview somebody, talking is not your best thing to do. And I learned a lot about Josh. Other people online and in my comment section have been pointing out that he's self-diagnosed, but it really seems as though there's more desire to be angered at him. And the reason I say that is because I struggle to see the problem with self-diagnoses. I do, however, have a hard time seeing how it robs in this, especially in this bad way. Like, it could take something, I imagine. And if you're in the comment section, this is from reading comments. So if you're in the comment section, please do help me understand it. But understand that everything I'm trying to do inside of my comment section is with understanding. So as I seek understanding from you, that's also what I'm doing online, or not online, in these podcasts. I'm seeking understanding of other people. And I want to grow myself and be a better person. And I'm hoping that by understanding people, I will achieve that. And I don't see why I wouldn't. It makes sense to me that through understanding comes tolerance, and even love, right? Pity, right? So even if I hear somebody who's diagnosed himself as being autistic, and I determine that I think that they're just making or concocting this, you know, and just full of shit, then I want to pity that person. Is really, why do you need to do that? That's weird. That points to some kind of weird not understanding of, you know, things. Like, why do that? Just say I made a mistake and grow. I would pity that person, I guess is what I'm saying. And I seek to pity people more often as a means to understanding them. Even when they lie to me, can't I have pity that this person has to lie? Especially if it's about some ego-related thing or whatever. Why do these people feel this need to trap themselves? As we know, lies do. They're a prison for you, you know? And you have to remember lies and create and things that didn't really happen. That's a hard part. If you make all these lies, you live in this whole world of... At any rate, moving on. I want this to be a safe space for growing, for me, and for my podcast to grow. And I hope you want to come with us and listen. And I do appreciate your input. There's someone that pointed out he was self-diagnosing, and he was in Australia. I don't know what your healthcare system is there, but ours here doesn't really pay out for mental stuff. You don't really get the mental help that you might need so easily. And a diagnosis of autism isn't uncommon that it would be escaped in our system, especially at the age that he and I are. That I can also be wrong about. It's not the thing I know the most. So again, feel free to point it out to me. I only mean to say, again, I'll pity this person who doesn't have the health care and possibly had to grow up without the resources to help him. You know? And the reason I even want to talk about this is because I don't mean to correct anyone, right? I want to bring this all out in the open so you understand I'm looking at the comment section, and I do appreciate you engaging because it means a lot to me. It means that this matters somewhat to you. Even if we don't see eye to eye, right? This means something, that there's an importance here. I appreciate you listening to Josh's story, even if you didn't learn more about him yet. I plan on having him on because we want to talk about Ink Masters more. I barely got to talk to him about it. There's so many questions. I'm still disappointed with things that he did, right? I'm still, I still struggle to understand, and I want to understand when he went back on. There's a lot of accusations of him cheating beyond marijuana, and so I want to level them at him. But if he were to imagine that I was not addressing these kinds of things, where it's just, where it seems like almost unfettered hate, like some of the things that are being said are just because you desire to hate the guy, and that might, that goes against my desire to understand. You follow me? And if it does that, then I couldn't expect to have more guests on that might feel the same way. If they feel that they're just going to be persecuted and they're not going to get anything out of being on, if nobody's going to listen to Clucci, then why go on the show, right? You're really stubbing your foot. And so please, if you got some positive stuff too, if anybody was out there that got anything positive from Josh's episode, do me a favor. Put some comments on there. Let people know how it affected you too. Because just to even it out for me, really. Maybe you didn't think that you wanted, but now that you know that there are people that are just engaged in what seems like sometimes just a desire to, you know, you listen, you watch the show, it builds a villain. Josh was easy to make a villain, right? It was amazing to us how he didn't seem to understand certain social things, right? Like he would so easily be manipulated by the producers. They would throw out a line, a question. I shouldn't say a line because everybody imagines that we are acting. God bless. I wish that I was that good of an actor. Or that they, if it was a scripted thing, I would have had a lot better things to say. Like there was times that my amygdala was activated and I couldn't think of responses. It's the biggest, most embarrassing moment for me when I watch season 4 and he asks me right when we're fighting, he's like, are you doing as good as Maddie? Are you doing as good as Scott or something like, or maybe Sausage? I don't know. He mentioned somebody and I'm just, I want to say, so you're saying I'm in third place. I'm not an idiot. I think of that thing immediately. But when my amygdala is activated and all I want to do is fight, I was not a good enough actor to act out that scene in the way, in the authentic way that it, even despite their Frankenstein editing and their clips. Anyways, what I'm saying is it's not acting. After the fact, after we've been years, this is almost 7 years now, 10 years maybe, almost, since this has happened, since we were on, yeah, almost 10, it's like 9 years since 2013. So this is so long that, yes, I do have an affection for both Josh and Mystical Mike. I loved having Josh on. I want to have him back on. I don't know if he would be smart to come on if he was just perusing my comment section after the show. I hope that he got some kind of bump, some kind of spike in popularity. Like that's what the whole thing is all based around, generating interest in endeavors that my friends and the people who would be on the show would be involved in. But why would he come on if that isn't being happening? And now how could I have, I mean, my ultimate person to have on, the person I want more than anybody else to have on right now, besides Jon Stewart, is Mystical Mike. I would love to have Mystical on. And I think he's got a lot to share with you, and I think there's a lot of understanding that people don't afford him and that he's not given. And so I think there's a whole lot to unwrap there, just a layer upon layer. Can't you tell that there are layers to that kid? You're watching him. You know there's more. You know, sometimes I just want to spend a day like as a fly above somebody's life. I don't know. Maybe that's weird. I want to see the stupid, mundane choices they make because I think they all point to the funniest. But at any rate, I digress. How am I going to get Mystical on here? If he already encounters hatred on his Instagram, his Twitter, and all that from his time on there, and possibly rightfully so, but he seeks, as we all do, understanding. And if I can't show him that that will be afforded to him, then I wouldn't even want to have him on. I don't want to persecute people, if you follow me. So what I guess I'm asking of some sorts, one is I want to talk to a few of the people that are making comments and just let you know I'm reading them and thank you. And some of the people that are making comments that are relatively negative, I just say, hey, I appreciate that. because it means that it meant a lot to you. Because you took the time out of your day to write in, and that you are even pushed, you know, that you even feel as impassioned as you do about it. But I want to ask you to put this in the frame of understanding that I am seeking to understand these people, not seeking to bash them. I guess actually when I say I want to have Mystical on, you know who we really want to have on is Nunez. I mean, I guess that would be my number one. Now, imagine how am I going to get Nunez on if I have Josh on, he gets roasted like a pig with an apple in his mouth. Then imagine I get Mystical on, some freak of nature, even after the roasting that Josh got, Mystical comes on, and then he just gets torched, sent to the fire pit's hell. And then I go to Nunez, and I'm like, hey, bro, listen, I got this show. He'd be an idiot to get on. So, man, it seems like I'm saying clean it up. I'm not. I'm just saying I'm watching. And I really appreciate, and I know that when I say what I appreciate, people will aspire to do that. So that's what I'm saying. It's what I appreciate is your desire to have understanding of things. So please, if you had a positive experience with that, please put that in the comments for Josh to read for us to see. I came away with a far better understanding from Josh, and I saw him as a deeper character, and I want to get to know more still, far more, even more than, I mean, I want to have him on to talk about Ink Master, but he also had these conspiracy theories that, I don't know if you know this about me, but I don't care for conspiracy. I don't go in for them so much. I go in for the conspiracy of greed. I don't go in for the conspiracy of people cohesion. I don't see that greed works. It's not a long-lasting endeavor. I feel like, yes, greed works. It's a powerful force, but nobody really can stick their stories together for long enough because when they align themselves with greed, because they are all going after their own personal greed. No one is going after greed for the hive mind, you know? If they were, then yes, the ultimate greed could be done. And I feel like it's where conspiracies lie. So I want to have Josh on to ask him, hey, you said track the money. Does that mean that everybody with money is a bad guy? Like, does it? I'm not saying it doesn't. But I want to explore these. And also, here's the thing about me. I learned a long time ago. I used to have this friend. He was an obvious liar. He exaggerated the truth a lot. But he also took me water skiing. Does that make sense? We went water skiing. I got his family had a boat. He would – everything that would come out of his mouth – was kind of a braggadocious, and I would imagine, lie. But because I was down with that lie, it seemed like it was possible. And in the meantime, if I got to go water skiing, man, that's still pretty cool. You know? It wasn't like he was cutting me out of the lie. At least in this fictitious world that he created, I was a part of it. And I would you know, this fantasies of anything seem possible. That anything could be achieved. Speeds of cars could go like six cylinders and not get. Oh, man. I don't know. I'm talking stupid now. I'm just saying. I kind of like people that lie. I don't necessarily believe them, but I don't care to not believe them. I would rather believe them. That's the way I feel. I don't believe you, but I would rather. So why would I stop you from spinning your yarn on me? Let's go. Let's explore. What's your mind take you to? You know, a lie can tell you more about a person than the truth. You know? Because people are closed with their truth and they don't just hand it out. At any rate, that's enough on that, right? There's like nothing more. You have nothing, Kyle. Zero left. Do you have anything to talk about? The tattoo conventions? You're back home now for 5 fucking weeks. Can you imagine? Your desire to go to Puerto Rico? I think I want to go to Puerto Rico. What else? You want to buy a new car? Never done that before in my life. I don't, but these are all things, I mean, you'll tell me what I should share. Until then, be nice to, am I saying that? Now I'm going to finally just come out and say it. This whole time I've been pussyfooting around it. Like, I don't want you to feel like you're stifled inside of the comment section. Now I'm just going to say, be nice to my, okay, nope, I cannot. I'm not going to say that. What I am going to say is, hey, hi, how you doing? Good to see you down there in Australia. Rhode Island, please help me know if there is anything that you see. And please help me understand only out of my desire to correct things and to go forward with a corrected outlook. But please help me understand how it could hurt high-level needs, autistic people, for people like Josh to make self-diagnoses. And consider, please, maybe it really doesn't have so much of a bearing, right, on how high-level needs people have. We find that with tattoos, that like we would imagine that when a tattoo convention comes to town, that it would ruin the tattoo business for the shops around. But our experience has not been that, not been the same. It actually, because of the marketing that we've done for that, we do enough marketing for the show that it actually pays off in that area, and tattoos in that area thrive, and a whole new group of consumers are created from the marketing. And I feel the same should be with autism, even if he is self-diagnosing. I'd want to keep pointing out that he's working with a therapist too, so I imagine there's some verification. But we'll get him on. We'll ask him that. Maybe he'll come back on. But you follow me, like. like you've stayed too long and said too much, Kyle. Shut the fuck up. Get over with it already. Hey, I really appreciate you guys commenting. Keep it up. I really want to keep reading them. And let's keep no, you're going to try and do it again. No, you stayed too long. You said too much. Just go.